Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 16, Lord Parasaram Destroys the Ruling Class, text number 29. Visham Mitrasya Chaiva San Putra Eka Shetam Ripa Madhyamas Tu Muduch Chanda Maduch Chandasa Evate. Vishvamritrasya. Of Vishvamrita Cha, also Eva, indeed Asan, there were Putra, sons, Eka Shatam, 101. Ripa, O King Parikshit, Madhyama, the middle one, two, indeed, Muchakanda, known as Muchakanda. Muchakandasya. Name the Muchakandas. Eva, indeed. Te, all of them. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, Vishvamrita had 101 sons, of whom the middle one was named as Muchakanda. In relation to him, all the other sons are celebrated as the Muchakundas. Purport. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes this statement from the Vedas. Tasyaha Vishvamritrayaika Shatam Putra Asu, it's prose, Asu Panchasad Eva Jaya Yamso Uchakundasa Pancha Sat Kaniyam Yamsa. Vishvamrita had 101 sons, 50 were older than Uchakunda and 50 younger. Any questions? Madhuchanda. Not Uchakunda. Madhuchanda. Yeah. Different Uchakunda. So the rest of this is all a storyline. As a matter of fact, we're going to complete a whole chapter here today. At this rate, we should finish the Bhagavatam in 7 days. Should all go back to Godhead in 7 days. Anyhow, it's all names. So if you really like names, this is going to be a very enjoyable class. We're watching everyone to make sure you all stay awake. So text 30. Vishvamrita accepted the son of Ajigartha, known as Shunasepa, was born in the Bhrigu dynasty and was also known as Devarata. As one of his own sons, Vishvamrita ordered the other sons to accept Shunasepa as their eldest brother. You might remember that Shunasepa was sold to be sacrificed because there was one king who had gotten some benediction from Varuna, and he said, in return for this benediction, I'm going to sacrifice my son to you. But every time he went to ask Varuna for a benediction, Varuna said, well, where is your son? And he said, well, when he grows, I'll sacrifice him. When he grows teeth, I'll sacrifice him. When he can pick up a bow and arrow, but he never sacrificed him. So then he got dropsy. And then the idea was they bought Shunasepa in order from his father to this king so that this Shunasepa would be sacrificed so that Varuna would be pleased. So here we have Shunashepa. We'll find out what happened to him. Did he get sacrificed? Maybe we should end here and leave everyone in suspense. No, we'll go on. Shunashepa's father sold Shunashepa to be sacrificed as a man-animal in the yagya of King Harishchandra. When Shunashepa was brought into the sacrificial arena, he prayed to the demigods for release and was released by their mercy. So he didn't get sacrificed. So if you're ever brought into a sacrifice, to be sacrificed, pray to Krishna. And if that doesn't work, try the demigods. If that doesn't work, good luck. Purport. Here is a description of Shunashepa. When Harishchandra was to sacrifice his son Rohita, Ahita arranged to save his own life by purchasing Shunashepa from Shunashepa's father to be sacrificed in the yagya. Shunashepa was sold to Maharaj Harishchandra because he was in the middle son, between the eldest and the youngest. It appears that the sacrifice of a man as an animal in yagya has been practiced for a very long time. Although Shunashepa was born in the Bhargava dynasty, he was greatly advanced in spiritual life, and therefore the demigods involved in the sacrifice protected him. Consequently, he was also celebrated as a descendant of Gaudi named Devarata. When requested by their father to accept Shunashepa as their eldest son, the elder 50 sons of Madhuchandas, the sons of Vishwamrita, did not agree. Therefore, Vishwamrita, being angry, cursed them. May all of you become the sons of Malechas, he said, being opposed to the principles of Vedic sacrifice. May all of you had bad sons become Malechas. That's not very good. Purport. In the Vedic literature, there are names like Malecha and Yavana. The Malechas are understood to be those who do not follow the Vedic principles. In former days, the Malechas were fewer, and Vishwamrita Muni cursed his sons to become Malechas. But in the present age, Kali Yuga, there is no need of cursing, for people are automatically Malechas. This is only the beginning of Kali Yuga. But at the end of Kali Yuga, the entire population will consist of Malechas, because no one will follow the Vedic principles. At the time of the incarnation, Kalki will appear. Malecha niveha nidane kalasi karambalam. He will kill all the Malechas indiscriminately with his sword. Translation 34. When the elder Madhuchandas were cursed, the younger 50, along with Madhuchanda himself, approached their father and agreed to accept his proposal. Dear father, they said, we shall abide by whatever arrangement you like. So sometimes a little force is necessary to get people to agree. He didn't just ask his son, pretty please, accept him. No, if you don't, he already cursed his sons. And therefore, the other sons thought it wise to accept his request. Thus, the younger Madhuchandas accepted Shunashepa as their eldest brother and told him, we shall follow your orders. Vishwamrita then said to his obedient sons, because you have accepted Shunashepa as your eldest brother, I am very satisfied. By accepting my order, you have made me a father of worthy sons, and therefore I bless all you to become fathers of sons also. Of the 100 sons half disobeyed Vishwamrita by not accepting Shunashepa as their eldest brother, but the other half accepted his order. Therefore the father blessed the obedient sons to become fathers of sons, otherwise they too would have been cursed to be sonless Malechas. Vishwamrita said, O Kushikas, descendant of Kaushika, This Devarata is my son and is one of you. Please obey his orders. O King Parikshit, Vishvamrita had many other sons such as Ashtaka, Harita, Jaya, and Krituman. Vishvamrita cursed some of his sons and blessed the others. He also adopted a son. Thus there are varieties in the Kaushika dynasty, but among all the sons, Devarata was considered the eldest. And here we go into a list of descendants, the dynasties of the sons of Pururava. Shukadeva Goswami said, from Pururava came a son named Ayu, whose very powerful sons were Nahusha, Kshatra, Vrida, Raji, Rabha, and Anena. Omaraj Prakshit. Now hear about the dynasty of Kshatravrida. Kshatravrida's son was Suhotra, who had three sons named Kasha, Kusha, Grishamada. From Grishamada came Shunaka. And from him came Shonaka, the great saint, the best of those conversant with the Rig Veda. The sons of Kasha was Kasi, and his son was Rastra, the father of Digamata. Dir Gautama had a son named Dhanvantari, who was the inaugurator of the medical science and incarnation of Lord Vasudev, the enjoyer of the results of sacrifices. One who remembers the name of Dhanvantari can be released from all disease. So just meditate on, let's see if that works today. Everyone can meditate on Dhanvantari the whole day and see if all your diseases are gone. What's that? Didn't work. You didn't meditate intensely enough. It may take you a couple of days before. The son of Dhanvantari was Ketuman, and his son was Bhimarata. The son of Bhimarata was Dvivodasa, and the son of Dvivodasa was Duman, also known as Pratardana. Actually, sometimes it's described that Dhanvantara was born out of the ocean of milk. You remember that when they were churning the ocean of milk, the demigods and the demons. Dhanvantara came with the nectar. He was the finale of the churning when he came with nectar in a pot, which the demons stole. So I guess Dhanvantara had already taken birth. He just happened to be in the ocean of milk when they were churning. And he came out with a pot of nectar. Duman was also known as Shatrujet, Vatsa Ritavitajavaja, and Kuva Alasva. From him were born Alarka and other sons. Alarka, the son of Duman, reigned over the earth for 66,000 years. My dear King Parikshit, no one other than him was reigned over the earth for so long as a young man. From Alarka came a son named Santati, and his son was Sunita. The son of Sunita was Niketana, the son of Niketana was Dharmaketu, and the son of Dharmaketu was Satyaketu. King Parikshit from, I mean, you can't make these things up. Could you imagine Shukadeva Goswami just sitting there for 7 days, not eating, not sleeping, not drinking anything, just reciting the Bhagavatam. To be able to remember all the, even to make these names up would be difficult. Oh, King Parikshit from Satyaketu came a son named Dristaketu. And from Dristaketu came Sukumara, the emperor of the entire world. From Sukumara came his son named Vitihotra, from Vitihotra, Bharga, and from Bharga, Bhargabhumi. O Maharaj Parikshit, all these kings were descendants of Kashi, and they also be called the descendants of Kshatravrida. The son of Rabha was Rabhasa. From Rabhasa came Gambira. From Gambira came his son named Akriya. We have to remember that each one of these personalities that are named him were extremely important when they were here. They all probably thought that they were going to be here forever too and enjoy opulence and fame and strength and everything else. And now there were their names in the Bhagavatam. Now to get your name in the Bhagavatam, you must be someone significant. Although we may not take them as anything significant, but when they were here, they were taken as something very significant. So for us to become too attached to our present position, thinking that I have such an important position here, I shouldn't leave, but after leaving, probably none of us will get our names in the Bhagavatam. No one will really care. A few thousand years from now, they won't go. And Govinda Priya was the descendant of... It just won't happen. So we should be a little detached from our present position and not be so much concerned with our prestige, you know, whether I'll be remembered. Sometimes people want a nice tomb so that everyone can go and remember them. But even the biggest saints from last Kali Yuga, there are no tombs, there's nothing. Therefore, better to go back to the spiritual world and be a humble servant there, loving servant, than try to stay here trying to get some false prestige based on illusion. Even you could get a body, you reign for 60,000 years, but where is this person now? You know, what was he? 60,000 years is probably just like blinking your eyes, and it was gone. And we're thinking we're going to be here for a long time. We have at least 50 years left, so why should I worry about anything? I'm going to live for a long, long time. The son of Akriya was known as Brahmavit. O king, now hear about the descendants of Anena. From Anena came a son named Shuddha. And his son was Suchi. The son of Suchi was Dharma Sarati, also called Chitrakrit. Not only Sukadeva Goswami knows their names, he also knows their next names. From Chitrakrit was born a son named Santaraja, a self-realized soul who performed all kinds of Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, and therefore did not beget any progeny. The son of Raji were 500, all very powerful. So either Sukadeva Goswami had remembered all these names by hearing them, or else when he was reciting the Bhagavatam, he was actually experiencing these personalities. That we can't really understand what it's like to be on the transcendental platform, what the experience is like. For us, it's extraordinary that anyone could remember so much in order without making any mistake. On the other hand, what the empowerment is for such a personality as Sukadeva Goswami, we cannot imagine at our present state of consciousness. On the request of the demigods, Raji killed the demons and thus returned the kingdom of heaven to Lord Indra. But Indra, fearing such demons as Prahlad, returned the kingdom of heaven to Raji and surrendered himself at Raji's lotus feet. Upon Raji's death, Indra begged Raji's sons for the return of the heavenly planet, but they did not return it. However, although they agreed to return Indra's shares and ritualistic ceremonies. Purport, Raji conquered the kingdom of heaven, and therefore when Indra, the heavenly king, begged Raji's sons to return it, they refused, because they had not taken the heavenly kingdom from Indra, but inherited it from their father. They considered it their paternal property. Imagine if you're in the will, your father left you heaven. That would be quite nice, wouldn't it? Why then should they return it to the demigods? Thereafter, Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, offered oblations in the fire so the sons of Raji would fall from moral principles. When they fell, King Indra killed them easily because of their degradation. Not a single one of them remained alive. Well, I guess it's not always so good to inherit a kingdom, especially if you're going to get killed for doing it. From Kusha, the grandson of Kshatriya was born a son named Prati. The son of Prati was Sanjaya, and the son of Sanjaya was Jaya. From Jaya, Krita was born, from Krita king Haryabala. From Haryabala came a son named Sahadev. From Sahadev came Hina. The son of Hina was Jayasena, and the son of Jayasena was Sankriti. The son of Sankriti was the powerful and expert fighter named Jaya. The kings were the members of the Kshatriya dynasty. Now let me describe to you the dynasty of Nahusha. I hope you're all anxious to hear the dynasty of Nahusha. And now it's the Bhagavatam. Luckily there's a purport between now and Nahusha, but we're only going to read the first. No, I'll start tomorrow. So to read the purport now will take too long. Any questions? I should ask as a matter of formality. Can anyone remember even one name from all that list? Nityaseva, tell us one name. What's that? Sumita. Anyhow, there's so many names. Could be one of them. Take us 15 minutes to search and see if it was the name. Anyone remember another name? Jai. Shonaka. Shonaka was another one named. What's that? Hina. Kusha. So many names. So when you all become spiritual, when you're giving initiations in the future, you just turn to the ninth canto and you'll have so many names to give. Your name is Maruchanda. I think we'll stop there. We'll stop early. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.